When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture.
Maestro is an Oscar-nominated movie Bradley Cooper's in. And I'm sure it's a perfect quality, well-done movie, but it looks a little boring. Honestly, I fell asleep during the billboard.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
And I would happen to be JR. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday. Hope you had a good Monday afternoon, a good Monday evening. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And you? Well, I'm just happy that you're here. Because there is no show without you, the listeners, tuning in. And for that, I say thank you. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's always surprising to me when people go, oh, man, I was stuck in my car. And I'm like, just put the app on your phone. It's not that tough. You can leave work. You get in your car. You go in your house and you don't miss a beat. Get the Odyssey app and you can listen to CBS Sports Radio, AUDACY. It's been a busy day, of course, with NFL free agency opening up. Our players are eligible to start signing their new contracts on Wednesday. We've had some big moves. We talked about Kirk Cousins and his four-year deal, $180 million with the Atlanta Falcons. In a few seconds, in a few minutes, we're going to talk about Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley, the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles, 3 years, $37 million. We've had some other big names move. Christian Wilkins goes from the Dolphins to the Raiders. The Raiders also get Gardner Minshew. Justin Fields is still floating around. We talked about Baker Mayfield sticking in Tampa. Steelers now have Russell Wilson. Josh Jacobs goes to the Packers. Austin Eckler is a member of the Commanders. It just goes on and on and on. What a day. What a day. So thank you to D. Orlando Ledbetter for joining us earlier in the show to talk about the Falcons. Thank you oh so much to Lige Duzable for coming through and joining us to talk about everything going on in the NFL. He played in the league for 10 years, is on CBS Sports HQ as an analyst. And in about 20 minutes, we're going to go to Philadelphia. Dave Zangaro, NBC Sports Philly, is going to come through. And oh yeah, by the way, the Philadelphia Eagles didn't just pick up Saquon Barkley. They got a guy who got 10 sacks for the New York Jets last year, the Philadelphia Eagles were able to add Bryce Huff. $51 million, three-year contract. I know Fletcher Cox is like, I'm done, I'm finished, I'm retiring. And Bryce Huff is on his way in to help them out. That's on a defense. And we know the Philadelphia Eagles, well, quite frankly, they sucked last year. Despite their record, despite starting hot and finishing 11-6, where they then lost, what, about six out of their last seven games, including that ass-whooping that the Buccaneers gave them, 32-9, they might be able to turn things around. Because, as I mentioned, they added Saquon Barkley. And when Saquon Barkley is healthy, this man is one of the best running backs, period, in the entire NFL. Now, he's had a history of leg issues, whether it be high ankle and ACL, but there's no doubt when he's on the field, he's a dual threat. He's a catcher, receiver out of the backfield. He is someone who can run the football. This is probably, well, not probably, this is going to be the most talented team that he's played with since he entered into the NFL. Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, we can keep on going down the list. A.J. Brown. They got to account for this man as well. DeAndre is now gone, not running the ball anymore. Swift is now a member of the Bears. And Saquon joins a rival. And it was only a few weeks ago that Saquon Barkley was on Up and Adams, and she basically asked him, this is actually from Super Bowl week, like, what is your thought process? Would you be open to joining a new team? And this is what Saquon said.
It'll be weird, but it depends how you look at it. I came in with Penn State. I think I am the only one of my teammates from Penn State. I think Kabinda still with Detroit the whole time. That's been with the team for six years. Every other, all my guys, like some of my best friends, like I see them pick up and move and go to this spot or play for a different team. And, you know, if they're able to handle that adversity, you know, I think I'll be okay.
Well, I guess Saquon has faced some adversity now that he's moving on. I want to remind you, it was only last Friday, Tiki Barber, who's the greatest running back the New York Giants have ever had. This is serious. Tiki sat on his show on WFAN with Evan Roberts, and Tiki basically said, do not go to the Eagles. This will be the worst decision that you could ever make. Remind you, listen to this.
The fact that Saquon would even contemplate going to play for that team in Philadelphia is insulting to his Giant history and legacy. Go to Baltimore. Go to Houston. Go to LA Chargers. Do not go to the Philadelphia Eagles, because if you do, that appreciation and respect and reverence that we all have for you, Saquon, will be lost. It'll be gone. We want to still respect and love him. If he goes to Houston and he's down there with C.J. Stroud and they do some great stuff and, hell, he even wins a championship, we'll feel happy for him. Your jersey at 2-6 that we see all over the stadium, it won't be worn anymore.
Done.
It'll be gone.
Gone.
It'll be burned.
Burned.
In some cases.
Yeah.
Do not, without any doubt, go to Philadelphia.
Well, he did go to Philadelphia. And Saquon Barkley has been very active on social media today. First of all, to his credit, he thanked the fans of New York. He thanked the Giants fans. He showed appreciation. Thank you to everyone who has shown me love and support over the past 6 years. Forever grateful, excited for the next chapter. That's from Saquon Barkley. Sean O'Hara, who played for the New York Giants, a matter of fact, 15 minutes ago, on Twitter, on X, he said, congrats, Saquon, on going back to Pennsylvania and your new contract. You earned it. Your time as a Giant was appreciated by all those who knew you on and off the field. You made a difference in the community and were a leader, but you've officially turned heel. Ha ha ha, smiley face, laughing emoji. Saquon Barkley tweeted and shared that. Now, on the other hand, what did Tiki Barber have to say today, now that Saquon Barkley is an Eagle? Well, Tiki and Evan Roberts were on the show, and Tiki basically said, hey, you went to the enemy. You're basically dead to us now. Listen to Evan Roberts and then also Tiki.
And Saquon has already taken to Twitter himself to say thank you to everyone who's shown me love and support over the past 6 years. Forever grateful. Excited for the next chapter. Blue heart emoji. Peace.
Okay, right. Blue heart emoji.
He's
I'm looking at
us.
A
He's dead to us now.
Yeah, say it.
He's dead to us.
Because he won't say it.
You're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck. You're dead to me.
Oh, now it was also Sean Morash there at the beginning. Wow, you're dead to me. You're dead to me. Sounds like jokes, right? He's not serious. Well, Saquon took it serious. Saquon responded on X. He said, yep, you Tiki are the prime example of loyalty to a team. Ooh, talking about Tiki retiring. I got the deal I wanted, secured more guaranteed money, which wasn't given to me before. So if fans are going to hate me for that, then so be it. But I never turned my back on my teammates, and I always had theirs. Ouch. Another shot at Tiki. And then he finished this up. Tiki, you've been a hater since I got to New York. And all the dead to me talk? Don't smile in my face when you see me. Wow. Ouch. Well, Tiki Barber, Tiki responded to this. He did.
Tiki was on air and got to respond.
Yeah, Tiki was still on air on WFAN New York City. Let's hear what Tiki had to say in response.
LOL, yep, you're the prime example of loyalty to a team. What the hell does that mean?
I have no idea.
Because you retired?
Because I got tired of getting beat up and I left the game. And they, by the way, won a Super Bowl after that? What are you talking about? I've been retired for 17 years, 18 years. I am now in the media. The fact that my emotional reaction responding to you going to the Philadelphia Eagles, which is, by the way, the voice of a lot of Giants fans. I'd say the majority of Giants fans. And you're going to come back and talk about something from 17 years ago that you don't even understand or misrepresenting? That's fine. Be that way then. I like Saquon Barkley. And by the way, saying dead to me was basically tongue-in-cheek, but it is what it is. Get offended.
You've been a hater since I got to New York. Why have you been hating Saquon Barkley?
I don't even know what he's talking about. I've done nothing but support Saquon Barkley. I'm not sure what he's talking about. Now, if he's going to pull this, I'm gone now, hate me if you want to, fine. We'll hate you, right? You're not talking to me because I don't care. I've been retired for a long time, almost 50 years old.
You didn't need
I know what my legacy is with the New York Giants. I'm pretty sure I was a Giant for life.
Do you think your legacy with the New York Giants is better than Saquon Barkley's?
Do I need to answer that?
Oh, man, that's Evan, this funny guy. He's true. It's right. No, there's no debate about that. It's Tiki Barber. His legacy as a New York Giant is obviously much, much stronger than Saquon, without a shadow of a doubt. Now, having said that, I assume Saquon is referring to Tiki as a hater, saying he first got there. Tiki was critical early on in Saquon's tenure as a Giant because he says that he wasn't a full running back, and that he wasn't always out there blocking, and that he didn't always pay attention to some of the other elements of being a running back. Now, I agree, Tiki did say it tongue-in-cheek, you're dead to me. Those are some extreme words, if you do want to say them. I wouldn't necessarily utilize them to anybody. But yeah, they don't like each other. At least Saquon doesn't like Tiki. And so the only way to solve this is to call up Dana White and put him in the octagon. Or maybe not Dana White. Maybe not him. I got my own problem with Dana White for some of his own issues. But anyway, Saquon is now a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. A poll has been shared with me from ABC7 New York. Thank you, Charlie. It basically says that 71% of New York Giant fans wanted the New York Giants to keep Saquon Barkley. It was reported that Saquon Barkley legitimately had three options outside of the New York Giants: the Philadelphia Eagles, the Houston Texans, and the Chicago Bears. There's no reason in hell for him to go to the Bears. Sorry. The Texans, nice, legitimate. But were the Texans going to go ahead and ante up, you know, the $12.3 million he received? I don't think so with their young squad. Eventually, they're going to have to cash the hell out with C.J. Stroud. And so Saquon goes to a rival. Saquon goes to a place where he's familiar. Saquon, quote unquote, goes home. And for the Philadelphia Eagles, yeah, unless Nick Sirianni crashes and burns this team again, I am fully expecting the Philadelphia Eagles to turn things around. You want to talk about a tush push with Jalen Hurts? Jalen Hurts isn't going to be asked to go out there and run the ball all the damn time. They have a new offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore. Nick Sirianni, his behind will be on the chopping block if they don't turn things around. And this move to add Saquon Barkley, genius. The Eagles add him, and they hurt the New York Giants, who have added Devin Singletary. They also traded for Brian Burns today. Congratulations. You get a guy who can get you, I don't know, 8 to 10 sacks. That's nice. But I'll say this for the New York Giants. The Giants have been so damn bad for about a decade now. Yeah, it'd have been nice to keep Saquon, but he's a luxury. The New York Giants would have lost with him, as we've seen. And quite frankly, man, they don't need him to lose. They're stuck with Daniel Jones. He'll probably get hurt in any minute now. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. On the other side of the break, we're going to hear things from a Philly perspective. We're going to be joined by Dave Zangaro from NBC Sports Philly. Is this going to help the Eagles turn things around? We'll talk about it on the other side. I need to remind you or let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Dave Zangaro from NBC Sports Philly on the other side. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Minnesota Vikings, losers. New York Giants, losers. Falcons, winners. Eagles, winners too, picking up Saquon Barkley while hurting the New York Giants. To talk about the Eagles' latest addition in Saquon Barkley, also picking up Bryce Huff from the New York Jets to go ahead and terrorize quarterbacks, we're being joined right now by Dave Zangaro from NBC Sports Philly. Dave, thank you for taking the time to hop on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. How you doing?
I'm amazing. Thank you so much. Well, we know the move about Saquon. We know about Bryce. What are your overall thoughts on what the Eagles have done so far? And then some of their other moves as well, some big contracts with someone like Landon Dickerson.
Sure. It's been a busy day here in Philly. I'll start with the Saquon deal. A little bit of a surprise. I mean, not with Saquon in particular. There was a lot of smoke around that, but certainly a departure from Howie Roseman paying a running back to this level is something he's never done as a general manager, give out a big contract like this to a running back. The last time the Eagles gave out a significant deal to a running back was 2015 to DeMarco Murray, and that was Chip Kelly in charge of personnel back then. So a real significant departure, but Howie's always kind of warned that even though their philosophy seems to be to go the cheap route with running backs, it was about players, and it was about the right player, and if he found a player he thought was special enough, he would do that. And the example has always kind of been Christian McCaffrey. Back in 2017, the Eagles would have been willing to draft him if he fell to them at 14, and ultimately he didn't, and they never drafted him, and they've gone this bargain bin route at running backs, and they clearly viewed Saquon as the type of player worthy of this contract and able to change an offense with the new offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore. Now, they have to get the most out of Saquon. You know, they haven't really thrown to their running backs very much the last few seasons. And if they don't do that with Saquon Barkley, then they're not really utilizing him to his full skill set. So it's going to be imperative that they kind of build.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Hold a lot of the offense around getting him the football, which is a good thing, but also, I mean, they have a lot of skilled position guys they need to get the football to as well. So kind of a rich problem to have, but certainly a good one on the offensive side. And then Bryce Huff, on defense, we kind of know their situation at the edge rusher spot, excuse me. Hassan Reddick and Josh Sweat, both available for a trade. And if they were going to trade one or both of them, they certainly needed a contingency plan. And Bryce Huff is a pretty good one, 25-year-old edge rusher coming off a 10-sack season. The analytics kind of dive deeper into his effectiveness as a pass rusher. The only question I have with Huff is how will he perform when he's asked to take a larger percentage of the snaps? It's something he hasn't really done with the Jets. And now that you're paying him the way the Eagles are, you would assume he's going to have to play more.
Dave Zangaro is here with us. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Dave covers all things Eagles for NBC Sports Philly. When you think about this team and how they ended last season, and how they move forward. You mentioned Kellen Moore. They bring in Vic Fangio. They've added Saquon. How are Eagles fans feeling about a potential bounce back? Do you think they're primed for a bounce back?
Yeah, I think they're talented, certainly on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, we don't know exactly what it's going to look like yet, but they need more talent there. And I think just having a veteran defensive coordinator and Vic Fangio is going to steady that side of the football, because by the end of last year, they were a complete mess. I mean, any team that demotes their defensive coordinator during a season and goes to Matt Patricia, like, things aren't going very well. So I think the addition of Vic Fangio just gives some stability on that side of the football. And I think ultimately, like, if they can get to league average on defense, they should have enough offensive firepower to carry this team. And it looks like that's kind of the way they're going right now with this roster. But that's not to say they can be done on defense. I mean, they have some significant holes still to fill at linebacker, at safety. Their cornerbacks are old. So they do need to retool on that side of the ball. But on offense, I mean, this is looking pretty good, even with the significant loss of Jason Kelce, which, you know, it's going to be really tough to replace him. They still have some really good skill players on that side of the ball. Their offensive line should still be good. And if everything works around him, I think Jalen Hurts can be a really effective quarterback.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. Dave Zangaro is here with us, coming via NBC Sports Philly. When you think about the rest of this offseason, what could it look like for the Philadelphia Eagles from the draft and the rest of free agency? What might take place?
Yeah, it's going to still be a pretty busy offseason. This was day one of free agency, and they're clearly not done. Like I mentioned, they have some notable and glaring holes on defense that they have to fill. I mean, they really don't have much in the way of safety or linebacker right now. Their cornerback situation is not ideal for the long term. And then something's got to give with these edge rushers. I would assume that once they bring in Bryce Huff, it becomes even more likely that either Josh Sweat or Hassan Reddick get traded. And then, you know, they do have some good draft capital this year, and it's about trying to build this team long term while also maximizing this window that they feel like they have open, because they fired both coordinators, brought in this veteran experience with Vic Fangio and Kellen Moore, and they kept the head coach. So, you know, his leash is going to be a little shorter this year, but the way they look at this is they have a team that should be able to compete in 2024.
So, Dave, that was going to be my next question. When it comes down to Nick Sirianni, how short is that leash? What does he need to do to keep his job?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know if we can put numbers on it because, you know, the way things ended last year, if you were to look back and say, hey, they win double-digit games, they get to the playoffs after a Super Bowl appearance, you'd say, well, of course he's back, but then there was a question about that because of how things ended. So I think context of the numbers is important. But I think he just has to show he has control of the team. I think he has to show that he can coexist with these coordinators and make sure everything works. I think the leash is certainly shorter, but they like Nick Sirianni. They would have fired him if they didn't, because they certainly had a reason to. They fired their other two coordinators because of the way things ended last year. So I think the leash is shorter, but I also think this team has enough talent to make sure he sticks around after the 24 season, but we'll see. I mean, I think everything is in play, and it has to be after the way things ended this past year.
Yeah, Dave Zangar here with us from NBC Sports Philly. Well, we know Nick Sirianni, the leash is short, and we know Philly fans can be quite enthusiastic and outspoken about the squad. What is the overall temperature given the moves that have taken place today?
I think today there's been some excitement, but also a little hand-wringing about some of those glaring holes that I mentioned earlier on defense. I think sometimes people forget the free agency is longer than one day, and there's a bunch of time to fix some of these spots. And the good thing about Howie Roseman, the general manager, is that he doesn't view free agency as like a two-week window. He calls it the roster building phase of the offseason, and it goes right up to the start of the season, and then he's even willing to make trades during the year. We saw them after the draft last year go out and trade for DeAndre Swift, who played a really big role on the team. So that's always kind of my caution to Eagles fans that get really nervous on day one of free agency when they look at linebacker and they're like, well, there's no one there. Yeah, but there's a long time to go in this off season. And look, once we get to opening day, if there's still not a linebacker there, yeah, then it's time to panic. But there's still plenty of time to build this.
So, Dave, they'll be back in contention at the top of the NFC, right?
I mean, I think at the very least they should be in contention in that division. I think that division is still winnable. I think it's still them and the Cowboys at the top, and I see no reason why they can't compete there. Especially, like I mentioned, their talent on offense should be able to carry them. Now, there certainly are questions because we haven't seen what the offensive scheme is going to look like. They're trying to blend what Kellen Moore brings and what Nick Sirianni has already done, and that is a little tricky. I think there's definitely some room for disaster there, so to speak, but I kind of do believe in the talent they have on offense, and I think that can carry them quite a bit this year.
And final question for you, Dave. How long before A.J. Brown pitches a fit, given the fact that there's another dude to share the ball with?
Yeah, I think it's a misconception about A.J. Brown, honestly. Like, yeah, he wants the football, and he's emotional on the sideline, but from everything I know about A.J., he hasn't really been a problem from, like, a diva perspective. People think he's a diva, and, there's not really a ton of evidence to back it. I know there are some scenes of him blowing up on the sideline, but he gets along really well with his teammates. He was one of the guys really publicly backing the head coach last year when things were spiraling. So, yeah, certainly he always wants the football. He has a sign above his locker in the NovaCare complex that says always open, and he believes it, and he does want the football. But I also don't think it's fair to say he's caused problems because of it yet. If he does, I'll be the first one to say it, but haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Dave Zangaro, where can people follow you and all your great work with NBC Sports Philly?
Yeah, on the website, NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com, and on Twitter at DZangaroMBCS.
Well, thanks, Dave. Appreciate the time, and let's see what the team does the rest of the year, okay? Talk soon.
All right. Take care. Thanks.
No doubt about it. That Dave Zangaro, as he just said, of NBC Sports Philadelphia. There should be no reason, whether they win the NFC East or whether they get in via wild card, there should be no reason that the Eagles are not back in the playoffs. There should be no reason that they get their asses whooped again like they lost, what, 32-9? Like they the season bomb? There should be no reason. And, yes, they need help on the defense. The linebackers were all hurt last year. The defensive backs fell off the cliff. They can't be as bad as they finished last year. And the Dallas Cowboys have their own holes to fill. We know Pollard has moved on, now a member of the Tennessee Titans. The Cowboys need to go out there and get a running back, wink, wink, bring, I don't know, like Derrick Henry, you know, in to help shoulder the load at the running back position. And so, look, the Eagles should be fine. I expect a bounce back from everybody. And if they don't bounce back, then Nick Sirianni is basically going to get bounced out of town. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. And on the other side, I'm going to get to your phone calls, and I want to talk to you about two individuals who left Philadelphia today to go to Chicago. And then I'm also going to tell you about the Bears, because the Chicago Bears, they're moving. I'll explain on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Ooh, it's like the JR Sport Brief show is like drugs. Good drugs. Yeah, some drugs are good, right? Hickey, help me. Some drugs are good?
Yeah, like over-the-counter drugs, right, to help you feel better if you got a cold.
Yeah.
That's good. Like you're like Tylenol. You're there to help.
I'm like Tylenol. Does Tylenol have side effects?
Curing headaches, making you feel better.
Oh, good. So I'm like Tylenol. Well, that's amazing. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Thank you so much to Dave Zangaro for joining us from NBC Sports Philly. We know that the Philadelphia Eagles have been very busy today, extending Landon Dickerson on the offensive line, also bringing in Saquon Barkley, paying him about $12 million per year, snatching him from the New York Giants. Busy, busy day. Also adding Bryce Huff to be a pass rusher for them. Bryce Huff had 10 sacks last season for the New York Jets. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to the phone lines. And then I want to tell you about two individuals who left the Eagles to go to Chicago. And the Bears also, by the way, will be moving. I'll fill you in on that. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to James from Minnesota. Hey, James, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, James from Minnesota, CBS Sports Radio.
Spring training is here, and the free Odyssey app has everything you need to get ready for opening day. In-depth team coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Exclusive interviews with players, managers, and MLB insiders. And podcasts dedicated to your favorite team. Listen live to the latest breaking news from around the league. Or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. Baseball lives right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let me tell you this, Mr. DJ. Let me tell you this, Mr. Commentator. It's like this. James Ramirez would like to see Kirk Cousins move on, but Justin Fields, I don't believe, is a substantial quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. I believe it's Mr. Wallace. Bring Mr. Wallace here from Seattle, wherever he came from, Denver, wherever he came from. Bring Mr. Wallace here and let him run the show. Let him see what he can do. I know he passes from behind the line of scrimmage. I know he works his game well. But with his receivers, Justin Jefferson and T.J. Hawkins or whatever his name is, Hawkins, and the other dude they got in the corners, they got some good young wide receivers and a decent running back. Number 33, I see him, is a decent running back. Now, I don't know if he took over one of the positions at 34, one of the positions for what's his name, Dalvin Cook. I'm telling you, if the Vikings get it together, they might pull up some upsets in the playoffs.
Okay. Thank you, James, for calling from Minnesota. I only understood the last part of what he said, Hickey. Did you garner anything there?
I heard him talk about wanting a quarterback named Wallace.
I don't know anybody. Is Seneca Wallace still in the NFL, right?
I don't know. Maybe he's put out a hype video recently. You know, there's like a million other football leagues. Maybe he's playing one of those now and he's ready to come back to the NFL.
I don't know.
He was in Seattle, right? Seneca Wallace. So.
That's what I saw. Isn't that what he referred to, right? That guy, James, that we just spoke to, that's what he's talking about, I believe.
That's the answer. Now that Minnesota lost Kirk, Seneca Wallace, you heard it here first.
Listen, James, the Vikings are cooked this year, okay? Cooked. They're done. They're beyond cooked. They're burnt. They're fricasseed. You can't eat them. They're not edible. They're done. They're finished. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do at the quarterback position. They can't throw Nick Mullins out there. You could throw that out. Let's see what they do, man. But look, Justin Jefferson is going to get his contract, and he'll be happy with the money that he's paid. But let's be real. There's ain't nobody checking for the Minnesota Vikings to do what? Nothing. Sorry about that. Speaking of the NFC North, I told you that there were two players who left the Philadelphia Eagles to move up to Chicago. Kevin Byard, who they acquired midseason to try to help them out, he gone. He's now a Chicago Bear. And also DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift is going to be up in Chicago as well. And we know that there is one guy who is just has not been traded from Chicago. That happens to be Justin Fields. We know that they have the number one overall pick. It's likely to be Caleb Williams at the quarterback position. And we just got to wait now. That's it. It's a waiting game to see what the Chicago Bears do, not number one, but what they do with Justin Fields. But today, can I call this a little bit of a shocker? I think I can. The Chicago Bears, for months, for years, have been thinking about where they can play, where they can go. They need a new stadium. They've been thinking about going out to the burbs. Well, we have an answer as to where they're going to move, and let's just say it's not that far. Let's take a listen, courtesy of CBS Chicago.
This morning, the Chicago Bears are apparently shifting their plans from building a new stadium in Arlington Heights.
Their focus is now on the parking area south of Soldier Field, which is their current home. The team will invest more than $2 billion of private money in a publicly owned stadium and park space. The Bears president says they hope this investment will help boost the economy, create jobs, facilitate big events, and generate millions in tax revenue. They say they will share more plans when they are finalized.
Good. Good. You know, I'm not from Chicago. I love Chicago. And I actually had this fight. If I want to call it a fight, I had this conversation with somebody on the air, I feel, months ago about where they should go. And I'm like, listen, if the Chicago Bears don't play downtown towards the lakefront, unless I absolutely have to go, I ain't going, okay? I'm glad that they're not going out into the burbs. I ain't got nothing against Arlington Heights. I ain't got nothing against the racetrack or wherever the hell they were going to go. I just know I was not going. Leave them downtown for what? Everything is downtown already. If you're an out-of-towner and you're trying to enjoy things, you go downtown. You can go to the Loop, and you don't got to go further west than that. You go into the other neighborhoods, get something to eat. But why are you going to move the Bears from the middle of the city? It's enough to get in from the damn airport and then have to take the traffic in. all the way downtown. And now you're going downtown? And then if you want to see the Bears, you got to go out of town? Hell no. Like, nobody got time for all of that. And so I'm glad the Bears will stay home. This made the most sense from the get-go. I know they acquired the land. This is going to be a public stadium. This will give them an opportunity to host and have, you know, a Final Four and maybe a Super Bowl in Chicago. It doesn't sound like a good idea if you ask me. But look, I'm happy. Hick, you got any thoughts on this?
I am happy for the folks of Chicago as well, because I mean, as someone who lives here in New York City, thankfully not a Giants or Jets fan, but knowing the pain in the ass it is to get to a stadium in the middle of nowhere, and like you said, if you don't have to go, there is no reason to go. It sucks to have to, you know, basically go by train, by car, by plane to get to a stadium that, you know, locally you root for. I do think accessibility, especially for, you know, if you're not an elite team, accessibility is important for fans. And I'm glad at least right now it seems like they're going to kind of take the more accessible route, or I guess really accessible location, versus going all the way out in Arlington and just basically being, you know, in the middle of nowhere, forcing your fans to go all the way out there for.
Yeah, it's central. Like, it's downtown. I don't want to say it's equidistant to everybody, but, you know, whether you're coming from the north, the south, the west, there is no east unless you're taking a boat. But it's centrally located as opposed to being in another part of town that is just pretty much northwest. So I'm happy. And to your point, yes, as someone who grew up in New York, there was nothing fun about going to the Meadowlands. Ever. I don't care where you were coming from. Damn it, you could be coming from New Jersey. And nothing fun about getting on the turnpike and going to MetLife. And now if you come from Manhattan, you could take the train or you drive. None of it. None of it's fun. I've done all of it. And congratulations to everybody in Chicago. That's one thing I don't like. Just moving the stadium. Just even here in Atlanta, they moved Turner Field from downtown and they ended up slapping it up into the burbs. I got to have secret ways to drive there so I can get in and get the hell out. There's no public transportation up there either. Well, I think they did that on purpose to get the team out of the city. The Braves will tell you otherwise, and now I will get yelled at by somebody from the Braves. My apologies in advance. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? Speaking of somebody who ain't going anywhere, how about this? We didn't talk about this, Hickey. Chris Jones staying with the Kansas City Chiefs. We know they tagged L'Jarius Sneed, and damn it, he might be traded and out the door, and it makes more sense now. Chris Jones got a five-year, $158 million contract to stay with the Chiefs. He's going to be the highest paid defensive tackle. He's going to be making more money annually than Aaron Donald by about $250,000. He's making $31.7 million per year. And it was only a couple of weeks ago at their parade, at the Super Bowl parade, where Chris Jones let everybody know, I ain't going nowhere.
I need three of those things, baby. We ain't done yet. We ain't done yet. Kansas City, we will be back here next year. And for those who want Chris Jones go, I ain't going nowhere, baby. Woo! I will be here this year, next year, and the year after. Three-peat.
Damn. Hickey, what the hell do you think he was drinking?
He had a Bud Light chain on, but uh-oh, it sounds like he had something stronger than just a light beer.
Excuse me? He had a Bud Light chain on?
It looked pretty cool. All diamond out.
Was it like blue?
Iced out, maybe. Is that the way the cool kids say it? Yeah. Oh, iced yeah. Out.
It was a blue Bud Light chain.
Big one, too. Pretty cool.
Man, Bud Light is good for one thing, sending you to the restroom. That's it. It's like you have one Bud Light, you'll be peeing for like 5 days. Besides that, if you have like five Bud Lights, and then you're going to be a little sideways. But one Bud Light will set you up for the restroom for the rest of the day. Hey, congratulations, Chris Jones. We've had a lot of players making a lot of money today, and his is kind of buried through over the weekend. Wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We come back on the other side of the break. We're going to go around the world and check in on some of these large signings that took place today. And then also yesterday, I watched this live. It was fun. We almost have a fight. We had some beef. We had some pushing, some shoving at a women's college basketball game. I love it. Women's college basketball is better than the men right now. I got you covered. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. No fighting here.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture. Maestro is an Oscar-nominated movie Bradley Cooper's in. And I'm sure it's a perfect quality, well-done movie, but it looks a little boring. Honestly, I fell asleep during the billboard. Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.